This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Next segment, I'm going to throw down the gauntlet and just put my cards on the table, because that's what I got to do as a man. Got to go all the way. Can't have half measures. Can't play games. Got to really tell it like it is. So I'll give the number out next segment as well. But I wanted to play a clip of Benjamin Netanyahu with Elon Musk yesterday. And Elon's over there visiting, and they're talking about Hamas being terrorists, and they're the new Nazis and all this stuff. And all I want to point out is that the entire liberal leftist Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, university system is backing Hamas and Hezbollah. And Obama, Biden, gave money to them to do this. So there's a larger destabilization plan. And I think people that even take sides are stupid, because there's a larger agenda, a larger operation here. And I'm going to talk more about that. I've got some clips of Steve Bannon on the Tucker last night. I think it's really excellent, and it's some good news. And Ireland's a microcosm of this, so we're gonna get to that. But let's go ahead and play this Elon Musk clip here.
How are they being trained to have these to believe that murdering and having joy at the death of civilians is a good thing, and to stop that training?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, because We have first a mission to destroy Hamas. Nothing's going to stop that, because if you want peace, destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a better life for the Palestinians in Gaza who've been hijacked by Hamas, destroy Hamas. All of that is a precursor to the question that you asked. You first have to get rid of the poisonous regime, as you did in Germany, as you did in Japan, in World War II. These were two.
There's no choice.
That's a prerequisite.
Yes.
But then look at what happened. I mean, what you had in Germany was denazification, and what you had in Japan under Douglas MacArthur was a cultural reformation.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan that you visit today is so different from Japan of the 1930s.
Yeah.
Germany that you visit today is so different from Germany of the 1930s. Well, is that possible in the Arab world? And I categorically say, of course it is, because we've seen it already in two places. We've seen it in the Gulf states, and we see that when you visit Dubai, or when you visit Abu Dhabi, or when you visit Bahrain, you see something entirely different.
Sure.
There was, in fact, a cultural change there. And let me say that that same thing is, in my opinion, happening to a considerable extent in Saudi Arabia. A de-radicalization of these Muslim countries, these Arab countries, some of it already took place, some of it is taking place.
Yeah.
But there's another country with a substantial Arab minority where that is already taken place, and that's called Israel.
Yeah.
20% of our citizens are Arabs, most of them Muslim.
Right.
They serve on, high places in the academy, in the Supreme Court, in the Knesset, and so on. And I'm not saying that there isn't some radicalism there, but mostly there isn't.
Right.
And in fact, they're integrated into the society. So we have to do the same thing. We have to demilitarize Gaza after the destruction of Hamas, and we have to de-radicalize Gaza, and that will take some time, especially work on the mosques and on the schools. That's where children are you know, imbibe their values.
Yeah.
And then we have to also rebuild Gaza, and I hope to have our Arab friends help in that context.
Yeah.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year. But because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale, hands down, of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discounted at InfoWarStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two on this live Tuesday, November 28th, 2023 broadcast. It's not supposed to still be on air because your support is. I want to take phone calls in the next 2 hours. And a special guest is joining us in the fourth hour. Several special guests. And then the War Room comes up at 3 p.m. Central. I also have an Owen Schroyer update, but it's a catch-22. If we talk about the updates we've gotten, they're mean to Owen and do mean things to him and do horrible things to people like Joe Biggs and others. But when they tell us, go ahead and talk about it, or when they put it out and send it to us, we're going to talk about it. So remind me to do this. I need to send you the info. I actually forgot to send it to the crew. Owen got a letter out, and they've had him in solitary confinement 7 days a week. 3 days a week, he's let out for 15 minutes to take a shower, and they're giving him one meal a day. They're starving. They only got him for 2 months, so they want to hurt him as bad as they can. The whole government's not our enemy, but there are large portions of it that are really terrible, heartless, crazy people. With a nonviolent political president, you're going to torture them because you got the power. Okay? It's a two-way street in the universe. And I don't wish any harm upon these fools. But you know what? I'll get to that at the start of the third hour, in between the calls. I'll read the letter and get to it because Owen put it out, or his folks put it out on Twitter, so I'm going to cover it. That's his choice to do it. His lawyer's like, you probably shouldn't. They're going to do it. He wants it out. He's a man. He's out in like 25 days, hopefully. God knows. Hope they don't kill him like Derek Chauvin, who they knew that when they put him in jail, they were going to murder him, and he's fighting for his life, still getting stabbed last week. So this is a serious situation. Of course, he was totally innocent. We now know that fentanyl, we knew it back then, killed George Floyd. So I want to give the number out for first-time callers today. And you can cover any issue you want. But when I say cover any issue you want, callers sometimes call in with stuff I don't even understand what you're saying. It's not a lot of the callers, but it's enough to give me a headache. So why don't you indulge me? I give big enough topics out that pretty much anybody can work anything they want into that topic. The big takeaway, and I covered this last hour, if you just joined us, the video's up on InfoWars.com. Victor Davis Hanson, top historian, very respected, very smart man, says, America, brace yourself for what's coming. Totalitarianism. The globalist left knows they're illegitimate. They're being thrown out worldwide, not just here. The only avenue they've got left is totalitarianism and to bring in dictatorship. And they may replace presidents and people, but it's a dictatorship of the bureaucracy, of a political party. It's a one-party state. So it's one-party rule, dictatorship by a plutocracy, an oligarchy. You can call it what you want. Let's talk about bracing yourself. And, I mean, do you agree with myself and Tucker Carlson and Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon and Roger Stone and countless others where you can just look at this and see the escalation of tyranny and know it's only going to get worse with wars and open borders and viruses and new lockdowns? I mean, let's not sit here and wait till they roll out the next phase of it. We already know the next phase. And that's one big topic, gigantic. All the crises they're going to create, how you think we counter it. That's a giant topic area. That's one topic. Other big topic that nests within that. The UN's officially calling for lockdowns, COVID protocols for pneumonia, and swine flu. It's back. Told you it was coming. It's here. Boom. Vindicated again. Easy to see it coming, plus we had sources. How do we respond to that? What are you going to do to respond to it? I get to city council, county commissioners, school boards, medical boards now. I'd be saying, hell no, you lied about everything before. Your lockdowns destroyed the economy, killed 80-something million people from starvation, flooded us with the third world. No, no, no. What do you make of that? I mean, look at this. Military could owe billions to service members involuntarily discharged for refusing COVID shots. That was illegal. Congress now admits it. Now they're telling the military, come back. And a bunch of other news there. We got some good news Steve Bannon talked about last night. And I want to elaborate on that when he was with Tucker Carlson. It's a powder keg. Steve Bannon warns Tucker Ireland. Steve Bannon warns Tucker Carlson, Ireland's post-stabbing anti-immigration crisis is coming here at scale. We're going to be hitting that. No, the stabbing's not good news. There's been more stabbing since then of little kids and stuff by the Muslims. But the good news is every country that opposes the people wanting their nation back loses elections to populist anti-globalists, which, again, accelerates the crisis because the globalists know they're losing, so they drop the hammer and try to bring in pure totalitarianism. That's all coming up. Also, you've got the head of the political party that Zelensky's part of, so it's his political whip, saying we could have ended the war, but Zelensky demanded it. Even mainstream media admits they're getting ready to flush Zelensky and blame all their failures on Zelensky, which is the classic pattern of tyrants. Continuing, coming soon, your travel will be restricted by personal carbon allowances. Big stack of news on that front. And so much more we're going to be getting to today. I talked to Tucker earlier today, and I'm not going to steal his thunder, but tonight he's going to be covering this. CIA secret office that conducted UFO retrieval missions on at least 9 crash sites around the world, whistleblower reveals, and they're now creating a new office in the government because the agencies and their agents are ignoring Congress, the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023, to take that back under the control of Congress. Huge developments on that front. So I'm going to intersperse all of this and more in between your phone calls. And I'm going to skip this break to give us more time. And I'm going to give the toll-free number out. And I'm going to hit something really big right now. And then I'm going to take your calls. The toll-free number to join us on any of the topics I just mentioned. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. First time callers. All I ask is have a good phone line, make your point so we can get to the next person, because I love to hear your points, but I don't, like Rush Limbaugh said, I love you, you love me. If you hate me, go ahead and say that, but if you love me, just say dittos or say, hey, 1776, Alex. Instead of dittos, just say 1776, Alex. I'll say 1776 back at you, and we'll hear the incredible information you have to release. 877-789-2539. All right. This next thing I want to talk about is a big deal. And I don't raise this and say this to act tough. I say it and I raise it because I know how politics in the world works. And I know that we create most of the talking points because we're based on real research and history and reality. and are fully immersed in the truth that get picked up by everybody else. I mean, we really are the tip of the spear. And again, that's not bragging. It's to say, I was on Steve Bannon today, who's one of the top brains against the globalists, really smart. And he said, Alex Jones is probably the most important person intellectually in the fight against the New World Order. Going back 30 years, Steve said, I've tracked it, I've traced it. That's why they're coming after him. This show, what he does, his guest, what he's done, is recognized by the enemy as the most effective, accurate barometer of what the enemy's doing and mobilizing people against it. Now, I say that because that's whistling past the graveyard. I just want it to be recognized why I did this. I did it because I believed in you. And I did it because I understood the enemy's operations. And I did it because I knew I had a responsibility to tell the truth and to name names and to go after people, regardless of the fact that they're worth trillions.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And to the Joe Rogans, and to everybody else that's watching, because they might get me, and they might get the next guy or the next woman. They're not going to get all of us. So, I'm not picking a fight. I'm saying what has to be said. Bayer Pharmaceuticals. You can look it up in Australia and in France where the documents came out 20 years ago. Knowingly bought blood only from one state, Arkansas, through Canada, Australia, and France, that they knew all of it had HIV and hepatitis in it, and that every person given it would get hepatitis and HIV to such a massive load of it. You get a little bit of HIV and sometimes don't get it, but you get a whole compacted, the equivalent of like, you know, 20 quarts of blood compacted into one shot of the platelets into you. You're going to get hepatitis. You're going to get HIV. And it was mainly children that were given it. You can just type in Bayer blood scandal, and it came out in the suit. The executive said, well, we know it's contaminated. We don't care. There's too many people. And they said, hemophiliacs are a burden on society. They live long lives, great people. I mean, even if they, you're just going to write them off. But it's just plain God. So it's estimated they infected around 4 million people, and at least, this is 20 years ago, a million had died. Probably all of them have died now. We move on from murder to murder to murder, from mass suicide to mass crime to mass, you know. Now, is it radical to say that the executives of Bayer, in corporate minutes, bragging about knowingly selling HIV-infected blood, protein concentrate, to say they deserve to be executed? I would be a coward and be aiding them. They should be publicly drawn and quartered. But see, that's the arrogance of Big Pharma. But see, they go out of their way. Why would you knowingly ship this out to millions of people? Well, what Fauci and Bill Gates have done is an order of magnitude massively bigger and is just the beginning, and the whole thing was planned, and we know that. And so we had to stop mincing words with these people. You murdered a bunch of people, and you're getting ready to do it again. And so, we need to state what it is so people know who did it. And go ahead and, people always say, Jones named names. They'll show some 20-second clip where I don't name names. I name names. BlackRock, Larry Fink, all the globalists, all, the New World Order. But they deserve trials. But we know they've committed crimes. We know they're lying. Indict them. Do it now. Don't wait anymore. It shouldn't be brave. It shouldn't be amazing to sit up here and do what others won't do. To throw down the gauntlet in front of them and say, you're mass murderers of children and innocents. You're mad scientists. And it is my goal to take back the governments and then have you indicted and then have you prosecuted and then have you charged for war crimes against humanity and genocide and then to have you, like the Nazis at Nuremberg, hung by the neck until dead. And that is my goal. Because I've got to send a message to these people, and so do you, that we're not here to be murdered by them so they can play God. What I'm saying is the basic default of being a man, not a hero. And that's why I say it. That's why I throw down the gauntlet in front of them. Because men have to stand up for children and women. And we've not been doing it, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't stand against these people and speak out against them and call them out for what they are, you're aiding and abetting mass murder of innocents. I'm going to ask you again, to the executives that knew they gave millions of people a death sentence for no reason other than the fact they're hemophiliacs, do they deserve to pay? You know the answer. Well, this is something many orders of magnitude worse. Let's go to the clip. Clip SB2. Told you guys about it.
Global deaths. directly attributable to the vaccine? 20 million.
We have conservatively 20 million people they just murdered.
2 billion serious adverse reactions of the type I described.
And Fauci and Klaus Schwab and Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and Tedros, they're all still walking around. We've already had a bunch of their top people defect over and say, hey, I'm not with them, because they understand how many scientists and researchers have gone public and that they're not going to hide this. And they knew the bigger agenda. They were supposed to keep us in the lockdown and control forever and release more viruses. It didn't go the way they wanted. Their plan failed. It backfired.
It will be known as the biggest crime ever committed on humanity.
And their new plan to do new lockdowns backfired because we learned about it. This audience got the word out. But the point is, you just can't let this criminal group run around and reconstitute itself and do it again. I'm not saying go out and kill the head of Pfizer, but I'm saying politically, culturally, nonviolently assassinate his name, assassinate his stock, assassinate everyone that served him politically, nonviolently, with a assassination of his identity, because he is a bad person.
Have you taken the vaccine, sir?
No, I haven't taken the.
They knew they were lying. They knew it erased the immune system. They knew it was depopulation. And they were going to then blame it on future viruses, the mass death the shot caused, and keep the fear going, give you even more shots as more people get sick and die. But we defeated their plan together.
You actually made a comment that no one was forced to have the vaccination. You must have been fully aware that people, nurses, doctors, people to have their jobs, to keep their jobs, were forced to have the vaccination. Now, do you retract your statement that they were not forced?
Senator, no, I believe firmly that nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
If an employer allows an unvaccinated staff member on site, they can be fined more than $21,000, and the business will be hit with almost a $110,000 fine. Workers who falsely claim they've had the jab will wear a $10,000 fine.
If you think you can not have a vaccine just because you don't want to have a vaccine.
Nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
What a hide you have. What a ridiculous position is that.
Nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
And all the other tyrants and all the other would-be psychos and mad scientists need to see them jerking at the end of a rope for the millions they killed, so they understand we won't tolerate this in the future, because humans come first. This is our planet. We value ourselves. And we're going to go interstellar, and you're not going to stop us. And we are a pro-human, human supremacist movement that wants to empower the species. And the globalists admit that what they count on is the general public having a low attention span and a goldfish's memory.
This time, I think people will pay attention.
We just accept they killed 20 million people, including some of my family, some of yours. And it's just cute. And we're just going to sit here while these creeps are still in power?
There'll be another pandemic. We know that.
Don't truck bomb them. Don't shoot them. Don't harm a hair on their head. No, we just get our people elected. We take control of the institutions. Might take 5 years. Might take 10. And we don't buy anything they say. And we build our own communities. And then we start indicting them. And they start singing like canaries once we control the Justice Departments of the world. And we let the people that blow the whistle just get 10 years in prison. And then the kingpins get marched up on a public platform on international television, and we put a rope around their neck, and we pull the lever, and we break their neck in front of billions of people. And we say, that's what happens when you kill children and innocent people. In their own documents, like the SPARS document, 2025, 2028, they say, when it comes out in 3 years we killed a bunch of people, we'll say it's a mistake and have the heads of the companies resign, and some of the politicians will get...
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doctors believe vaccine hesitancy brought on by the pandemic is a contributing factor.
On Transgender Day of Remembrance,
he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist king.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to let you know, stupid Americans, that we just caught you. We just caught you. Just caught Sintana, the communist Chinese dragon, you, with orders for all good Americans that do let us talk. Do not play Alex Jones' new video game, New World Order Wars, that disrespects good leaders that work for GGP and are taking all your freedoms for your own good. Let them censor. Let them control you. And do not go get the game at alexjonesgame.com. That is an order directly from GGP, the Democratic Party, and the Justice Department.
The white trans masculine femme non-binary disabled neurodivergent obsessive compulsive chronically ill unitary universalist.
this is some really tough news. For the first time in the history of our poll, Trump is beating President Biden in a head-to-head matchup.
And I love your ears. I love them. They're really cool. What's your name?
You are a dangerous extremist.
I just caught you, American, looking at that evil game, New World Order Wars, exclusively available at alexjonesgame.com. I do not want to have to censor you and put you in for the labor camp. Do not look at game and do not download game and do not share game. Roll over and die. Imagine if people stop playing and then watching it, they will not bow down and worship us. No, no, no. You are not allowed to play all these different levels and take on all these wonderful good people, poop-throwing zombies in San Francisco, Hillary riding a broom like a witch. Oh, there's so many others like Trudeau and Klaus Schwab. It goes on and on. Oh, Shang Van Kwa. Oh, many levels that make fun of our precious little communist minions and give people hope and they have fun. And worst off, when people purchase the game at alexjonesgame.com, New World Order Wars, it funds its evil operations against us. We are so close to crushing America and the world. Do not go to alexjonesgame.com.
The New World Order is no more.
Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared on March 8, 2014. On May 19th, about 9 weeks later, a leaked video was published to YouTube by a third party who claimed to have received it on March 12th. The video shows what appears to be a jet airliner on fire, being trailed by three spiraling orbs. Eventually, the three orbs change to a vertical pattern and disappear in a flash with the airliner, leaving a dead-end trail of smoke in the sky. A month later, on June 12th, a second video was published to the same channel that showed the exact same event taken from a different viewpoint. These videos have been deleted from YouTube, but can still be found on archive.org. Ashton Forbes and his team have been researching these videos extensively and have provided exhaustive evidence that these videos are legitimate, including digital forensics verified by CGI professionals, eyewitnesses, and government data. Forbes and his team have successfully addressed all debunker claims and have listed them for all to see on X.com at Just X Ashton. So far, nobody has been able to debunk this research. Their research shows that the first leaked video was taken from a pair of American Signals Intelligence satellites known as USA-229, twin satellites capable of creating 3D stereoscopic images by capturing two slightly different views. The twin USA-229 satellites are logged at the exact location, time, and apparent angle required to have captured this video. This event occurred at around 2:30 in the morning. It was completely dark. The wavelengths captured by these cameras are for detail, and the stereoscopic effect allows for added depth perception. The source of the second video has been identified as an MQ-1C Gray Eagle unmanned combat drone with infrared and thermal technology. This video focuses on the heat signature. And the man responsible for leaking these videos seems to be Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin. He was accused of being a spy, but court transcripts prove that this was just spin. The details of his crimes, including the time they happened, are redacted. But it came out in the trial that the classified information in question was published on the internet, and Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin had full security clearance to the same technology used to capture these videos. Using Inmarsat satellite ping data and military radar to track its path, and eyewitness testimony to verify it, Forbes put together the final flight path of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. On March 7th, at 16:42 UTC, Flight 370 takes off from Kuala Lumpur International Airport. At 17:21, the plane... abruptly turns back towards the nearest airport in Penang. A witness on an oil rig reported that the plane was on fire. Several witnesses along the East Coast reported hearing a loud bang and seeing a glow coming from the plane as it passed overhead. At 1752, the co-pilot's mobile phone pings the local tower. At 1840, an eyewitness on a boat reported that the plane was glowing orange and appeared on fire. The Inmarsat ping data shows the same sharp left turn that we see in the videos, and then abruptly goes to zero as the plane disappears. The CCP released Chinese satellite images that appear to be three orbs. They first claimed it was debris and later said that releasing the image was a mistake. According to Chinese media, 19 families have signed a statement claiming they made calls that connected to missing passengers after the disappearance, but without an answer. Some people are saying this was alien UFOs saving a plane from crashing, but this doesn't explain the fact that three different advanced U.S. military surveillance cameras captured this one event. 23 of the passengers on board were related to Freescale Semiconductors, a field leading the development of superconductor technology, which is what this appears to be, some type of superconductor targeting system for teleportation, which is reminiscent of what the Nazis were doing with their highly classified Die Glock project. Luminous objects like this were first reported in May of 1940 as Germany invaded Belgium. And by 1942, several people began reporting them, starting in the skies over Germany. American pilots during World War II called them Foo Fighters. And let's not forget Gary McKinnon, who in 2002 was accused of perpetrating the biggest military computer hack of all time, and who claimed to have seen evidence of an advanced off-world military fleet. Greg Reese reporting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you, because we know who's up to it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want to come and take us, I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died.
but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Want you to know they're doing it, even though it's declassified. So, what I'm telling you is a fact. It's worse than I'm saying because there's no way to describe how horrible this is and how big this is and how stinking this is. I can't tell you about the Matrix. You're going to have to decide you want to take a red pill and see it for yourself. Just take the red pill, people! Imagine if people are mad that they test shampoo on bunnies. Where's the concern about human testing? That's going on. Or the chimera testing. Yes, they're growing humanoids inside pigs, sheep, and cows, but are part human. So are the pigs and cows, so they don't reject them. I'm showing MIT on screen human-animal chimeras gestating on research farms across the U.S. And it's not a radical new approach. It's been going on for 50 stinking years. They're just getting ready to roll it out, but they're rolling it out their way, how cute and fun it is. See? And they can have folks at Fox News make fun of me and sit back in a confidence game like they're at the frat back in college when the new guy walks in. They all act confident and go, Alex Jones claims there's chimeras. They've done it. You're sitting there with almost no audience. And those that do watch you don't trust you. You're a joke. But you got a bunch of, I love old people, but you got a bunch of, I mean, look at the ads, catheter ads and all the rest of it. You got a bunch of 85 people, 85-year-olds on average, who aren't even there because they think the girls are pretty. You're all typecast to make 85-year-olds think you're cool. I mean, you're really cool. You're really trailblazing the future. With computers and robots and upscaling technology, we should all be working 10, 20 hours a week on really fun, interesting projects and going to the stars and just having incredible medical developments that are guided by moral compass and being preparing ourselves to go to the next level of human development, which is just unbelievably amazing. Not going to happen. The elite have stated in thousands of white papers, and we've covered hundreds of them here, that they've decided that you're unwashed, you're going to be drugged, chemicalized, entertained into a stupor, and you're going to be given cancer, and you're going to be phased out. Pretty soon, though, it'll be neurological disorder. It'll be the main cause of death. That and infectious disease. And they tell you they're killing you. And see, they tell me they're killing me in all these books, and I see them actually shutting it up and putting the tracker boxes in the cars. And just like a normal mammal, I go, oh, get ready, folks, rally, do something. Look out of there. And people are like, shut up, man. The cowboys are coming on, baby. And then I'm the weirdo because as a normal man, I'm just trying to survive and have a future for humanity. People look at me and they go, you care about other people? You actually care? My problem is, you try to help a lot of people and they don't want your help. You try to show people the secrets of how things operate that are hiding in plain view. They don't want it. They like the way they see the world and they don't care what's really there. You know, this isn't my opinion. The stuff we cover here is a fact. And the difference is now people know that's true. They know that really it's worse than I'm saying, that I don't have the words. I don't have the verbal, semantical thesaurus to paint you a picture of the abject horror that we're going into. And right behind a paper-thin wall are the nastiest, most despicable, most dehumanizing, most horrifying things you could ever imagine. I was told by a genetic engineer about a project they were on in England once, and I never told the story on air because it's so fantastical. Oh, God. They had in tanks people with gills, and they're little babies, and they were in there just gulping, clawing at the sides. You see a turtle at the zoo, and it wants out, and you feel for it. They got humanoids crossed with fish and stuff. I mean, we are screwed, people. I mean, do you understand that? And I know I keep obsessing because it's in the news what they're doing now. They don't show it to you. They just go, yeah, gestating on farms or embryos of humans growing in animals. No, it's beyond that. They take them out. They keep them alive. And notice they go, the only law is you don't put it in a real human woman. And don't worry, these creatures don't have any rights because they're not human and they're not animal. They're in that phantom zone. They're in that fifth dimension of the Twilight Zone. And they're just opening the gates of hell. And I just can't sit here and go along with all the pomps and the stupid Hollywood people and everyone preening and driving their $200,000 cars and getting off on being on TV. I don't even hardly watch when I'm on television. I hate it. I hate this whole culture. I hate the whole thing. It means nothing to me. It's all fake. It's all a facade, and behind it are mad scientists and the whole of the Mountain King just doing God knows what, super weapons, antimatter bombs, black holes, huge cyclotrons, splicing every plant and animal on the known face of the earth, and just the most satanic rituals you can imagine. Those are satanic rituals. Detonating hundreds of high-powered hydrogen bombs in the 1960s in the upper atmosphere to see if they could detonate the Earth's atmosphere and blow holes in the Van Allen radiation belt is so satanic. Splicing little babies with fish is satanic. Putting prions and all this garbage in our food is satanic. You think real Satanists go and just sit there and have sex with some hot chick on a black altar? That's how they get the low-level people in. Real Satanism is about murdering this planet. And all you stinking Satanists are nothing but cowards that have tried to join this system. You have no idea what Lucifer's got in store with you. You scum. You're going to be torn limb from limb slowly. You're going to beg. Your deaths are going to be slow. Know that, scum. The gulping humanoids in their tanks, scrabbling at the side with human horror in their eyes. But don't worry, Time Magazine will write some jokes. Media Matters will have little trendies with different colored socks and little beards that talk in metrosexual voices going, look at Alex Jones laughing about humanoids. You know, they've all had stories. It's so funny, isn't it? It's going to be funny when you're dying at 40-something of a neurological disorder. It's going to be real funny when your friends and family are all dying around you, but you'll be so in entertainment. Oh, I brought flowers by. Yeah, she's dying at 30 of lung cancer. Oh, I'm doing a jog to find a cure. Yeah, you don't even care about people dying. The truth is you like it. You don't have any empathy. Want to go buy shampoo that has a little bunny symbol on it that says it wasn't tested on animals. Thank God the shampoo wasn't tested on animals. If you just look at all these separate pieces, you're not going to get the answer. But if you pull back and study the white papers written by the technocrats and the controllers, they're very, very clear about what they're doing. And it's a story. It's a blueprint. It's a plan that everybody needs to know, but this is what it comes down to. The globalists, as we've talked about, are eugenicists. They believe that they are taking control of human development and evolution, in their words. They're playing God. They're mad scientists. And they have an excuse that they kill us and dumb us down for our own good because we're a big, giant, dangerous, out of control infestation on the earth. Likened to high-tech army ants in the Brazilian rainforest that can clear dozens and dozens and dozens of acres a day, eating every piece of foliage down to the bone. Before the New York Times writes an article saying that I don't know that plants don't have bones. It's a figurative statement. Down to the bark. And they're doing all this in an emergency procedure to try to take control of humanity and direct its development to reduce us down to a manageable 200 million people. That's the official UN program. Some are saying, yeah, we know this. We've been to the UN's website. We've heard Ted Turner. We've heard Prince Philip. We've all gone to college. We've all heard this. We know this. Tell us something we don't know. I'm just restating to you what their goal is. I mean, that's pretty darn important to understand that they've got a cosmology where they can absolutely target every man, woman, and child on Earth and incrementally dumb us down and poison us and use...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.